We here at Sports Best Friends acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the traditional custodians of the land, water and sky throughout Australia on which we record. We recognise their strength, diversity, resilience and deep connection to country. We pay our respects to elders of the past, present and future as they hold the memories, knowledge and spirit of Australia.
It will be unbelievable, and I think it probably will be a dream that we're chasing, and I just hope we go good.
Hello and welcome to Sports Best Friends Tip-O-Matic, a podcast that loves to tell you what they're going to do in the future and then regret those decisions after they failed.
Anybody watched a series of rugby league games, they'd never go back to watching union or AFL or soccer.
You found me, Big T, in the Rugby League Heartland, in everyone's best friend's O'Dean's office, but he's pulled out as last minute as possible. The bloke's gotten really sick, and so I'm here in the same seat doing everything like normal, but the bloke's just had to leave, which is such a shame because I really wanted to tell him, well, one, obviously I want him to be well, and two, I really wanted to tell him about a great story. There's two great stories about development. I'll leave the other one to next week, but this one I'll just quickly share with you, the great people who have tuned in. Tigers, Balmain Tigers versus the St. George Dragons development under 17s game at Lidcombe a couple of weeks ago. It's freezing cold night. Excellent stadium out there, or local ground out there. Has a grandstand. Don't know if that makes it a stadium. And during that game, one bloke takes a hit up from the kickoff restart and gets tackled so hard his shirt came off. Now, I don't mean he got tangled up and his shirt came off. I literally mean two guys hit him so hard that by the time he got up, his shirt was over his hands and the ball was lost. We had to call time off just so he could get it back on and get the ball out. That's how hard he got hit. It's like his body got turned and flipped. Gravity didn't work for him for a period of time. His center of gravity was gone. He didn't have his feet lifted over him. He just got hit so hard that maybe it was like a Warner Brothers vibe where his shirt stayed still and his body moved back. It was incredible. And the boys, everyone did the old, whoa, whatevers. But the guy stood up smiling and everyone, no one went on with it. Which is a real testament to how great junior rugby league is generally. I mean, some districts have it pretty hard where they're still copping a lot of abuse from the people on the sidelines and or from the people on the field. But when you get to those development games, none of the families are screaming at the referees. Everyone's on their best behaviour. The players are particularly on their best behaviour. And you get to see some excellent football. And so that's what I got to see. Now, I'll save the other more enterprising story for next week. But there's just a little appetizer. Here we go. I need O'Dean here to just tell me speak English. Well, actually, I think that's French.
Well, if you're big, you got to play big.
Now, let's get talking about what has happened, some incredible things that have happened. Obviously, the women's team of the West Tigers are arguably one of the best teams in Australia. Can't lose, won't lose, no matter how hard the oppositions try. And I say try loosely because, of course, the Sharks didn't score a try in the men's or the women's, but let's keep focusing on the women's. The incredible that is, I had a chance. I've just recorded me saying all of this and it just deleted, so I'm trying now to work out what I have said and haven't said. The game, I got to go to it, took littlest, fantastic time. Belmore, such a great ground, really hard to park, but as a Leichhardt Oval Till I Die member, I'm never going to complain about a suburban ground. It was great. You get to walk with all those fans in. You get to walk with all those fans out. It's a great, great energy. And, of course, that energy was built up by the NRLW women's team that just put everything on the line constantly. Few errors here and there, both teams, really. But the turn-up, the curtains. Who are the curtains and why are they everything rugby league wants to be about? Like, just bloody hell. Emily Curtin, fast becoming one of the greatest halfbacks to ever wear the jersey. Scott Prince says hi, but I mean, so does Luke Brooks. But Emily Curtin's really telling everyone that she's here and she wants to defend as much as she wants to play. But let's have some players highlighted by theambush.wt. It's a Instagram account. It's a great fan account. And I wanted to give them a little plug, a little shout out, because they've done a great little summary of three of the players. The first and most important one is Jakiya Whitfield, who is the fastest woman on the planet, it turns out. And I'm so glad that she plays for us. Lady from the bush doing excellent things. And here's what theambush.wt wrote. Jakiya Whitfield for the West Tigers versus Cronulla Sharks. 70 minutes, 293 run meters, an NRLW record. 69 post-contact meters. And then this is me speaking. Everybody wins. Back to Ambush. 16 tackle breaks, one line break, two offloads. An absolute powerhouse, unquote. Line breaks aside, and offloads, which seems to be what the West Tigers are building a lot off. Noddy must love some second phase play because it's great to run around in, particularly if we come left with Bo, a bit of unbreak and play, finding Jakiya, who loves the cutback in. Anyway, don't let me get too analytical. Let's stay here with 16 tackle busts, because Jakiya, there was one kick in to the in goal. She scoops it up, loses her feet, and then runs 15 metres, not clear, in an incredible zigzaggy shape through people. In and off people. Very kind of, what's the fullback for one of the teams? She used to be for the Brisbane, for the Broncos. Then she moved maybe to the Roosters. Anyway, she plays for Queensland as well. This is why I need Odin here. The has that kind of stutter step, big upper body, can't put it down straight away. Incredible, incredible. She's just so good. And as we said, you can't teach speed, as Phil Gould used to say. So, probably still does say. So her on both sides of the ball at the moment, Jakiya, is an absolute weapon. And you just love that football's been around for, the NRLW's been around for 4 years now, four or five seasons. And people were like, how are we going to expand to this many players? Blah, blah, blah. Well, you can see our pathways and the scouting. The players are there. Jakiya wasn't, I don't think, playing before. And now here she is. The next one that the Ambush WT wants to highlight, Kezzy Apps, captain, coach, Kezzy Apps, absolute weapon, co-captain with Bowie. Bowie's obviously been part of our squad since forever. She's been part of the pathways and just would play NRLW games at other clubs because we didn't have one, and obviously was always going to be our inaugural captain because she's just incredible leader, incredible person. But when you get Kezzy Apps, sign Kezzy Apps, she needed to be part of that leadership group, and co-captain makes heaps of sense. Jillaroo, New South Wales, is incredible. And in this game, showed it. That beautiful line she ran for our first try, but more importantly, the huge hit she put on whichever stupid second rower or front rower tried to do a crash play over to score their first points, accidentally ran at Kezzy Apps, and we'll never forget it. We'll often now, probably for the rest of her career, look up when it before she ever catches a ball, just remembering that time Apps flattened her. But this is the Ambush WT now. Kezzy Apps for the Out West Tigers against the Cronulla Sharks. 70 minutes, one try, 143 metres, 58 post-contact metres, three tackle breaks, one line break, 24 tackles, only one missed, leading from the front, exclamation mark. And 24 tackles, only one missed, absolute beast. In and around the ball all the time, looking for offloads, always giving them so many times the West Tigers M teams would have tried to buy someone like this, international New South Wales player, front rower, and they wouldn't have come and given what we would have, what we paid for, what we needed. This lady's turned up, leadership, all of the qualities on the field, just everything that we wanted from her is happening, and that just, as a West Tigers fan, that makes your heart sing. Also, straight over the fence after the game, taking photos with people, you know, glad handling, taking photos. What else do they do? High five, sign things? Just moving through the crowd immediately. And the last one the Ambush WT wants to highlight is Christina Pio for the West Tigers versus Cronulla Sharks. 62 minutes, 16 hit-ups, 138 metres, 48 post-contact metres, four offloads. There's that second phase play. Noddy seems to love. 30 tackles, only four missed. She was also the members card of the day. Had a great time. Family there. Great game. And so often the middles seem to be such a big part of the NRLW because there can be a bit of fatigue in that defensive line. There's a lot of meters to be made. And if you can have a good defensive, a good front forward pack that can take advantage of that, but then also suck in the big ones and put up a wall, then you're going to go far. And if you're a team that can keep a team to zero, they win last week, but then you keep them to zero the next week. Please, that's a forward pack that you can be proud of. And look, it doesn't matter. I mean, I want to keep saying we're undefeated. We are undefeated, obviously. But I want to put up that meme that says we may never lose again. But team, we haven't lost at all. So it can't be again. We may never lose. Full stop. Imagine we win this grand final this season. Everyone's eye rolling, trying to tell T to settle down. Hey, no one thought we were going to go 2-0. We might. It's likely we lose the rest of the game. But it's also, there is a chance we win the rest of the games. Zero losses. And if we have a quick look at the West Tigers as a club and all of the heartbreak they've gone through, if there's any club playing in the NRLW right now that deserves an undefeated premiership season that everyone would get behind by the time we get to the finals, whichever M team is playing grand final, well, we'll give a shit because they're just about to watch the West Tigers go undefeated through an entire season. It wouldn't have been done since 1915, probably when the Tigers did it, the Balmain Tigers in 1915, but it's happening right now with the Dubs. The Dubs getting the Dubs.
I'm no expert. I just love the game. But more than that, I love the community. If you're a fan of rugby league or the NRL, you'll love Big T's Tees. Unique, affordable, and made for fans. Find a link to the online store in the show notes below. You'd look good in one of Big T's Tees.
Plants it in the Rugby League Garden of Eden.
Hi, I'm Ali.
And I'm Lulu.
And this is Lulu and Ali's Footy Tipping. What's around, Lulu?
24.
Correct. First game, Sea Eagles and Panthers.
Panthers.
Yeah.
Like they're not going to lose.
Yeah. Next one, Sharks and Titans.
Oh, I've got to go with Sharks with this one. They've been playing very well.
Same. Next one is Broncos and Eels.
I got to go Broncos. They got way better odds.
Yeah. Next one is Rabbitohs and Dragons.
Ooh, Rabbitohs. They've got
all the stats are towards them. Next one is Tigers and Warriors.
Tigers.
And next one is Roosters and Dolphins.
I'm going Roosters today.
I'm going to go for the Dolphins.
I'm sure, buddy.
Next one is Storms and Raiders.
I'm going Storms.
Yeah, I agree. And last one is Knights and Bulldogs.
Knights.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Knights. What do you think the margin will be?
8.
Yeah, same. And that's all for this week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
You heard the littlest nephew's tip before. Unfortunately, my recording of Nono and Littlest doing their best at tipping round 23. I've got the video, but there was no audio. Classic sports best friends. So you won't be able to hear that at the end. But let's go through this. Now, Dean's not here. He sent me his tips. We're going to hopefully find a sandwich bet in this one so I can buy him a third sandwich in a row. The last ones, by the way, were fantastic. We'll talk about that next week, but they were really good. It's going to be a little bit clunky, of course, because I'm reading my screen and then reading his screen. The first game is Chicken Chow Money versus Flap City. I have tipped Chicken Chow, although Flap City, fuck. Maybe I do like Flap City. No, look, I'm going to stay with Chicken Chow. He's tipped Manly, so this could be our first sandwich, but that feels a bit 50-50 for me, so we'll see how we go. Second game's Warriors, what do we used to call the Warriors? I think we used to call them something about rocks and diamonds or something. But anyway, they're nothing but it's a Sean Johnson. Bronze for Johnson. He gives me a massive Johnson versus the Shitans. I've tipped the Warriors and Odin has also tipped the Warriors. Panthers and Storm. There's a great game. We both tipped Panthers. Broncos and Cows. I mean, the Cows looked absolutely itchy the other day. I don't know what the hell's happening there. So Kebab Stores versus the Cows. And it looks like we both tipped Kebab Stores, of course. Dolphins and Bronze for Johns. I'm assuming we're both Bronze for Johns. Yep, both taking the Knights. Both taking the Bunnies over the Sharks and also LOL at Sharks. What the hell is going on at the moment with old Gil? Who knows, but Fit fans are loving it. Eels and Dragons. Everyone hates the Dragons, so everyone's on Paramatasala. And then finally, it's your Mighty West Tigers versus the Clap. Now, Sunday afternoon, it looks like it's a Raiders home game, so I'm assuming it's Canberra. We're only playing $4.10, which I think's pretty outrageous. I think it's more likely that the Raiders will beat us than the Eels beating the Dragons, but the Dragons are playing 4:45, so get your money on that team. Look, I'm on Tigers. I'm on Tigers 13+. Incredibly, so is Odin. He either loves me or the pod, or he's punch drunk, but often when he and I have disagreed, he's been right. So I'm hoping, I would have told him to tip Raiders, but he's on Tigers. I appreciate that. Looks like the sandwich bet is on Roosters and Manly. I'll take Roosters, he'll take Manly, and I can't wait to see where he'll buy that sandwich.
We wouldn't have got that win without your support. We heard you cheering the whole 60 minutes, and we bloody love yous.
Well, it was a classic sports best friend where no one wanted to talk to me. Mario screaming at the radio saying, you should have just called me. So is David, hypothetic IRL. I know, boys. You're excellent off the bench. You both told me a number of times that you'd be happy to help me out. And I would have obviously tipped you in. But it honestly happened last minute. Walking into his office. Team, if you've got all this way through, we are real friends. So thank you very much. Please let me know that you're this kind of person so I can tell you in a lot of ways, DMs or whatever, that I appreciate you and that you'd listen all the way through. Get around good people on the socials like the ambush.wt. They're a fun one. I mean, only if you're a Tigers fan. I wouldn't be bothered if you're a Manly fan or an Eels fan. or if you're a fan of the women's game, though, it's excellent for that too. We'll talk to you next time, Sports Best Friends. Sports Best Friends would like to thank you for listening right to the end. You are our kind of people. Find other great sports podcasts in our family by subscribing. And remember, social media isn't a bad place. You just need to follow the right people.